Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Zayin Sifim Test through Yud Aleph, I believe. Test through Yud Aleph. Mutar lahachshich lisloish peros vasovim miginoso bechurbaso shebetoch hatchum. Your person is allowed to wait by his gina or his runes, whatever that's in the tchum, in order to pluck out produce or asavim, grass, whatever. He's allowed, even though he can't go ahead and do this on Shabbos, and l'chara, it looks like this is what's called mimso cheftzecha. To us, it looks like we'll see that it's not going to be the case. The lo asru lahachshich ella b'sof hatchum. The yisra of being mashich, waiting till right after Shabbos to go ahead and do something after Shabbos, is only if it's b'sof hatchum. Why? Mishum deminkara milsa. Because then it's clear that you're waiting to do something that is usher to do on Shabbos, that, and that is going to be a problem. Test. Test. Woo! Test. Okay? We are in Mr. Brewer now, Lama test. Lislaish peros. Okay? It is going to be okay to go ahead and to wait till after Shabbos to pluck peros. What does this mean? Umari. This is key. It's not that you're waiting right there, okay, by the gina itself, okay, because the lav hachi harei minker milsa al yidei amidoso sherotze lasos ba is a davar mozei Shabbos. But if you're mamish waiting right in front of the gina, where it becomes clear that that's what you're doing. In other words, let's say you're just down close to your garden or gina or churva, but it's not that you're there waiting like to go ahead and do it. Then it's going to be okay. You can allow the semen shinvav siv al ayinchav shabura siv karnal. Truth of the matter is, last Thursday night when Junior was finding it late night, was the last night or two nights ago. So I give an example. In other words, let's say a person stopped walking by stores on Shabbos. Okay, there's no isser there. Even if, like I said, right after Shabbos, you're going to go into the store. Okay, because there's no, it doesn't look like you're going to buy anything. Even if you might be thinking about buying something. Okay, so that's. Now, is it the ideal? Is it hashkafically what you should be doing with your time on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Pashas, no. Mem. Mishum de minkara milsa. So then he says, aval betoch hatchum, if it's, okay, where a person is waiting at the end of the tchum, then it's minkara milsa. But, betoch hatchum, as we just said before, lo minkara milsa, it's not clear. Amahu machshik. It's not clear, what is he waiting to do? We don't know what he's waiting to do. But lo dhomi le mashakasav shimon shinvav sif alef. Isn't that what we saw earlier in Shinvav Siv Arif, the Asa La'ayin bin Nechassim? And it's also to actually go in and be Ma'ayin in your Nechassim. Kagon. You're not going to go Lelech B'toch Sadeu, you're not going to go into your Sadeh itself, the Kadayim Elazel Lureis Mat Tzarech La'asas L'machar, to actually go and say, oh, this needs to be plucked tomorrow, that doesn't need to be plucked tomorrow. Afilu Imi B'toch Atchum. Even if it's a B'toch Atchum, Asur Sham, we saw in Shinvav, it's Asur. The Hasam, why? Because there in Shinvav, we'll be talking about where it's minkar milsa b'chol gadin and malachu mechashay lasos ba'izapula. It's clear that he wants to go do something. Kagon, she's damech lizman charisha. It's next to the time of charisha, or lizman katsira, or the time of harvesting, plowing, harvesting, or lizman nikush. I saw the time to go ahead and weed the field. Mechaberem. V'zeh also. Then it's going to be also mishum mintol chetzecha. That's what we just said. Then it's going to be also based on mintol memsecha. Because it's going to be minkar milsa. Lachin asu gam came b'gemara, and that's why he also asked in the gemara l'tayla pesach hamedina. To go to the edge of the city, kidei lotzeis michashek, to go to the gates of the city, kidei lotzeis to go right out, mishachashecha the merchatz, to go out to the merchatz right away, asamachla, shayim min hagam, the minag there is lahamin a merchatz, to have the bathhouse, eitzel shah ha'ir, to have the merchatz next to the gates of the city, besof at the end. What's the reason for this? Hakol mitam zeh. It's all based on this reason of being minkar emissa. Mashahein kein binyaneinu, in our Indian, or halacha here, Shinzayin Siftes, lo minkar milsa. It's not clear. Ella kishemashe b'sof tchum. Unless he's actually waiting at the end of the tchum, she'oz nira, with that appear shemashe chidei la'asos al-chakach, to do something afterwards, Moshe Shabbos, dover shoya asa l'asos b'Shabbos. Something goes asa to do on Shabbos. When we call makom, if you remember, eino asa ella kishavar asa b'hemas is that. It's even when you're machshech al tchum, even when you go to the end of the tchum, on Shabbos, it's only usher, let's face the chips, it's only usher if your kavana is the MS to go do something usher after the tchum. Aval in kavana usher lahachshich, but if the kavana is to actually go to the end of the tchum, rak kidei leilach achakach belaila, only to walk afterwards at night, mutter, that's going to be okay. Because as you remember, Zatzim Halicha Eilav Dabar Aser. Actually walking outside the Tchum is not Zatzim Aser. Anyone remember why? Because what could you do? You could build little burginin. You could build little huts so that you'll be able to go ahead and walk outside the Tchum. And therefore, the only time you can be Mashik Ha Tchum is going to be a problem is if you're being Mashik to do something Aser outside the Tchum. Kidlaw B'Sivchas. Okay. Good. Mutter Loimar L'Chaveiro. It is permissible to say to your buddy, Shmoli Peros Shebetchumcha, you watch my Peros that are in your Tchum, V'ani Yashmor, and I will watch Perosecha, your Peros that are in my Tchum on Shabbos. And look at the Mishnah Berurah Mem Aleph, Shmoli, think about the super chiddush here, Hayu Afilu Hayom, even if it's on Shabbos itself. V'kamash Malon, the low name of the Havi Kimosha Sochro, we shouldn't say that this is like, we won't say this is like a rental. In other words, why would we recommend it? Because you do something for me, I'm doing something for you, I'm watching your parents, you're watching my parents. Well, no, because it's just more of a, you know, it's there's a difference. Schiras itself is only a, an Isser, the Rabbanon of Mechira, Shema Yikasev. So in this scenario where you're doing this type of activity, even if legally it might be some type of Schiras or whatever, even if it is or isn't, it's not going to be a problem to do this on Shabbos. Okay, Yud Aleph. Hashoah, yeah.
It doesn't have to be that you're going to say, what if, like, I say I'm going to do something else and you're not watching? Like, I'll say I'm going to do something
else. That might be problematic. Okay, Hashoah, Dabar Mechavero, Lo Yomar Lo Haveni. This is very interesting. Let's say on Shabbos, you go ahead and you borrow something like wine on Shabbos. I go ahead and I borrow a bottle of wine from you on Shabbos. Okay? So you should not use the Lashon of She'ela. So you should only use the Lashon of She'ela and not use the Lashon of Halva. Because you say, I want to borrow your wine, and not, can you loan me some wine? What's the difference? The mashma, when you use the lashon of halva, if you guys know anything about halva, because it's a mashma l'zman merubah, because stam halva is l'shloshim yom. Ve'ikel mecha shema yichtov. So if you use the lashon of halva, that is exera shema what? Shema yichtov, because it's since it's for 30 days, so you have 30 days to pay him back for the wine that you consume, right? So then, and there's a chash, and maybe you write it down, because 30 days from now, you know, maybe you'll forget or whatever. However, when you borrow something, the pshat of borrowing is the one, unless you make a condition, anytime I loan you something, I should say, anytime you borrow something from me, so I can come and get my football back. Let's say you borrow my football. So I can always come and claim the football back. It's not for 30 days, there's no assumption of 30 days. You said, can I borrow your football? I go, yeah, I can have your football. There's no assumption of 30 days. So whenever I can come and claim it back. It's my football. So that's what you should do if you're going ahead and you're borrowing some wine. Alright? On Shabbos, should be Belashon Sheila. This way, it could be, the assumption is, you can come and ask for your wine back the next day. And therefore, there's no chash, and you need to write something down because it's already soon. The next day, you can go, you know, get your collection. And the Yom as we said, Hashileini. Rather, you shouldn't say Halveini. You should say Hashileini. Uvelashon Laz. Now watch this, interesting. What about, let's say, in English? She'ein chiluk bein Halveini Hashileini. It's interchangeable. The word loan and borrow is interchangeable in English. Like if you ask even the biggest English London, you know, they'll tell you the word borrow and loan is interchangeable. You know, can you loan me your basketball? Can I borrow your basketball? Can you loan me some money? Can I borrow some money? It all goes the same. Okay. So then he says, "Sarach shiyomar tainli." Then you have to use a different lashon altogether. You have to say, "Give me some wine, pal. Give me some wine." Okay. Then, okay. Obviously, it's then assumed. Okay. That. Can you give me some wine? You'll give him back the wine, like good neighbors always do, and everything will be cool. Okay? Now, that's a problem. First of all, even on Shabbos, this is not okay unless we're dealing with something that's a Tzorach Shabbos, as we're going to see momentarily. Look at the Mishnah Berurah now. Zman Merubah. So what's the problem with Zman Merubah? What's the problem with Lashon Halva? The Stam Halva, Shoshim Yom B'Yashem Amam. The Yesh Lachosh, and we have to be concerned, Shema Yichtov HaMalva HaAlva Sol Zikaron. And you have to be choshesh that maybe, you know what? Maybe yichtov hamalve halvaso lezikaron. That in the case of halva, the malve doesn't want to write it down so that everyone will remember. The malve and the malve. Ava she'en ha'dibis manu ala alter. By she'en ha'dibis to you before, this man is right away. Ein chashash shema yichtov. Therefore, there's no chashash shema yichtov because on Sunday, the guy will come to collect. Not that he will, but he can. That's what he says. If the minhag is that even a stam alva you can come and collect right away, like the minhag is in our medina, then it'd be permissible to even use the lashon alveni. However, check out the be'alacha, that not so fast, Shlodowski. Weiter. Mem Gimel. Ve'ikam ha-mechash. There is a following shash. Kasa ha-prim gadim ha-shem ha-rajba. The prim gadim said in the name of Rajba. Okay, look at them this. Again, we're talking about that there's a concern that maybe you'll come and write it if you lashon alva. So the prim gadim write b'shem ha-rajba, the lashon alva, lo ma'ani ha-filo imas ne'imo, shem alvei rak with man mu'at. He says, when you do lashon alva, it's not going to help even if you make a t'nai that it's a loan for only a small amount of time. Why? The low plug rabbanon. Because the Rajba says it is a low plug. If the lashon alva, it's also to do. Period. Zera mishum, right? Mekach umemka, ksiva, etc. Old kasa labri megadim. The afilin lova svarim. Even if you are learning out svarim, that is a dvar mitzvah. Gam kein lo yomar lashon alva. You should not go ahead and use the lashon alva. Rather, you should use lashon av sheila. And he says you should use the lashon if it's in English. You should say give me. You should not say what. You should not say borrow or loan, because those are interchangeable lashonos, and therefore will be mutter. Gam kein l'sayim. Okay. Also, you should say ve'achzor ve'etein l'cha. Okay, and I'll come back and give it to you. There's both ways. Give it to me, and I will give it back to you. If you say that he'll know that means that you're borrowing, but you will not be using the lashonos of borrowing. Okay, memhei. And by the way, if you know, if you guys remember from the Kiddushin last year, a couple of years ago, the Kiddushin, you'll know that that's what Alva is. Alva is you're giving me, and I'm giving you back. Because Milva, Lav Lotza, Milva Lotza, Lotza, okay? Then when you have Alva, the idea is you're giving me the money, and I can spend the money, and I pay you back. So that's why you use the Lashon, tainly give to me, and I will give it back to you, and that will be a way of saying, give it to me as a loan, as opposed to borrowing it. Okay? Now let's look at the Ramah. Ukeshalom b'Shabbos, ve'ina rotza la'amino, yaniach mashkon etzlo. He says, if you're actually borrowing on Shabbos, and the guy doesn't want to trust you, you're allowed to leave a mashkon. Psh. Aval lo yom alo henach mashkon. You should not say, here, take a mashkon. Okay? Here's a mashkon. Tahavi kuv to the chol, because that would be aser alto to the chol. Keshem she'in lovin b'Shabbos, same way you can't borrow on Shabbos with Lashon Alva, kach ein perim b'Shabbos. So too you can't pay back on Shabbos. Now, let's see what we're all talking about here. And the Ramadan, Mr. Bruhi, hasn't explained what we've been talking about altogether. Like, what does this mean, you're borrowing on Shabbos? Like, and you can do the Lashon of Tainli. Like, you're not even Matana. Like, what are we talking about? So we'll see in a second. Yaniach mashko, that's low. So look what he says. V'davka yayin v'shemen. The whole loan that we're talking about here is where the guy is borrowing wine or oil. V'davar shehu tzorech Shabbos. And it's something for Shabbos. Okay? Aval davar she'ein tzorech Shabbos. But something that's not tzorech Shabbos, asu laniach ala mashko. It'd be asu to leave a mashko. Okay? Memvav. Kach ein perin. Hainu. Afilu im lova mimenu kadeh yayin v'shemen. Even if a guy borrows, okay, b'tzorech halva, yayin v'shemen, l'zman meruba, okay, for a long time from beforehand, also the problem of Shabbos. Also to give back, you could be giving back yayin v'shemen. So what's the problem? Something you can use on Shabbos. Okay? Also the problem of Shabbos. The geshem shabbat halva, gassim v'shemen yichtov, the same way there's a gzera in a halva, that maybe you'll come and write, kach b'peron. Also when you're paying off a loan, because read on Shema wa, Shema yimchok, hachov v'lapinkas, you'll erase the debt from the debt book. Okay? If you use lashon of chazara, I'm giving this to you, and now a lashon of priya, that's going to be mutter. Assuming obviously it's something you're going to give. Let's start a Shabbos, of course. Okay, this like a hekar represents a hekar. The loasa davas only de mechika, and you won't come to erase it from your pinkas. The kol zed davka b'davashu machal v'torach Shabbos is only if you're giving back something that's a machal and a torach Shabbos. Abav lav hachi aser b'chol lashon, but otherwise it's going to be aser. Okay, in any language, whether you say I'm giving it to you, I'm paying you back, whatever it is, it's going to be aser if it's not a torach Shabbos. So just to sum up, what it comes out as follows: a person can go ahead and borrow things on Shabbos if you use a lashon she'ela. If you use a lashon halva, it's aser to do. If you want to do it b'tayas ahava, the only lashon you could use is tein li v'tein l'cha. And if you say tein li v'tein l'cha, you have to make sure that you're dealing with something that is l'tzorach Shabbos. Otherwise, b'chlal matana is aser. And that will basically sum it up. A mashkon can be given also for yayin and shemen, assuming again that these are things that are l'tzorach Shabbos. Ad kan. Today's shiur, Shabbat Yomi, is Siman Shin Zayin. Sifim Yud Beis through Yud Dalid, and this is Mishnah Berurah Yomi for Monday. February 16th, I believe. Yudbeis. Zimein Archim Vehechim Lehem Mine Megadim. Very interesting halacha here. Person invites guests and he prepares for him all types of different foods. Some deli roll, some fish. The custom of Ksav, Kama Zimein, and he writes in an Ksav how many guys he had. The Kama Megadim Hechim Lehem, and how many, you know, how much food for each of them. Also, Lekroso B'Shavis. It's also to read, fascinating halacha, it's also to read such a list on Shabbos. Afilu imu kosuv agabe koisel, even if it is written on the wall, that is gavoa harve, that is high up. Why? Mishum zera shema yikra b'shitrei hediotos, because of the concern that maybe you'll come to read regular shtaros, dehainu shitrei chovos v'cheshbonos, shtarim that have write down one's debts and obligations and different cheshbonos that people have. And Ramah said, "Afila ayin lehem below kriya aser." Even just looking at it without kriya is going to be aser. Let's see what's going on here. So aser lekroso. So you now have to read these lists that you make up, listing the guests and the food on it. So he says here, "But Gemara isa shnei ta'amim." In the Gemara gives two reasons. The Gemara gives two reasons why it would be aser to read from such a list. Echad, one reason is shema yimchok min ha'archim min ha'magadim. Because maybe you'll come to erase. It's very normal when you have lists such as this. You go and you erase, like when you finish with a certain guest or food that was given, you erase it. Because there are times when you see that you didn't go ahead and prepare the full amount. And you have charata, and it comes out you have charata that you maybe invited too many people. And you will go ahead and you will erase from it. Okay, and you will erase it so that the shamish will not go ahead and invite these people. And so too, when it comes to the food, when it comes to the food on the list, you'll also sometimes be comforted to go ahead and erase the foods that are on the list, and you'll feel better if you knock off what you already served, etc., etc. So therefore, one reason why you now erase a guest list and a food list is, one reason why you can't read a guest list and a food list is because you might come to erase. The second one, right, the Gemara gives, Va'otam, Shema Yavo Likros Gam B'Shitrei Hediotos. This is another reason is, what many different things we're going to see, there are many gzeras that are part of the overall gzera of what's called Shitrei Hediotos. Reading a concern, you're going to come and read regular shtaros. Okay? V'zeh aser. And this is aser. Kidlakame b'sif yud gimel. Now, you're not going to go ahead, you'll see, you're not going to go ahead and read your regular business shtaros, either because of minso cheftecha, or also because maybe you'll come and erase things. And therefore, we have here two reasons. One reason is you might come gufa and erase the guest list, erase from it. And two is it's part of the overall zera of shitrei hediotos. Okay?
Even like receipt, can't look at receipt.
So look, read, we'll see. We definitely can't read, okay? Umasha Nogin Shashamish Kore Mitocha Ksav Lisuuda, okay? And that which the minhag is, the shamish actually does, like the servants do go ahead and read the guest list and the food list, what to serve, things like that. So, Yesh Machmer, as I was to say, Shri Machmer, you should not have your servant, your shamish, go ahead and read these lists of what to serve, etc., etc. Dinehi, the Shama Yibchok. It could be that the first reason that maybe you'll come to a race, lekele mechash, we're not concerned, ela kishab bala suda, we're only concerned with the one who's actually the bala suda, ba'atzmo, the actual bala bias himself. We're concerned that if he reads it kore, because we're concerned that he might go ahead and erase something. When we come shakasavnu, based on the reason that we said, and therefore when it comes to a shamish, we're not afraid that the shamish will go ahead and erase. Because see, he can't erase the bala bias list, okay? However, there's still a gzera mishum shema yikrabi shidrei hediyotos. Hediyotos. There's still the concern that maybe you'll come to do what? Maybe you'll come to read, okay, shidrei hediyotos. It's part of the gzera of shidrei hediyotos. Ach, he says, kishah suda hi shal mitzvah. If it's a suda shal mitzvah, yesh lahakya lakriya la shamish. He says, although the baal bayis we should not be makeleth, there might be a kula for a shamish if it's a suda mitzvah, okay, to go ahead and read the list. because then it will be part of Chesed Shamayim, this Sharim should be permissible, Kamo Shekasu of Simon Shinvav, Sivvav. Then he says, Mekol Shekein Demut L'Shamish L'Hachriz Kruz B'Beis HaMidrash Mitoch Aksav. And for sure, Shamish, the Shamish that can shul, could read certain announcements in the Beis Medrash from Aksav, and there's no concern, there's no Gzeira Mishum, Shitrei Hedyotos, Hamnum. B'Shari Tshuva Hevi L'Yashav HaMinag L'Hakel. B'Shari Tshuva has wrote that there might be a minag to be maker for the Shamish Likro Mitoch Aksav. I feel the Sudas HaRashos. There might be a heter for a Shamish to read, even if it's for a Sudas HaRashos. The Shamish Meikara Lo Gazru. Because it could be, watch this. Unbelievable. Shari Tshuva. That they allowed a servant to read guestless and foodless on Shabbos, even if it's not for the Sudas Mitzvah itself, because it could be that a Shamish Meikara Lo Gazru. Why? So it will not come to Churban, Ke'uvda de Kamsa u'bar Kamsa. Like the Uvda of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. And Shamash will mess up and invite Kamsa and or Bar Kamsa, and you'll have the whole Churban, and therefore they never went ahead and they never gazed out of Shamash Bechlal. Pretty interesting. Anyway, Memches. So now we say that you're not allowed to go out and read these lists, for sure about bias, can't go out and read food lists and guest lists. Okay, even if it's up on the wall, high up on the wall. Gavoa harbe. Look at the Shabur Memches. She'eno magia l'sham limchok. You can't reach it to erase it. Still going to be usher, okay, to go ahead and do. Because even if there's no concern for erasing, it's still part of the gzera of Shitrei Hedyotos, and therefore it's going to be usher. However, let's go now weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. Aval, back to Shulchan Aruch. Aval imchokak b'karsel. If, however, the person wrote this list in the wall, Chakika Shokas, where he is doing a head, he's going ahead and he is carving it into the wall. Right? These are stone walls, where you can actually carve it in the wall. So there it's going to be mutter. Okay, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Memtes Chakak V'Kaisel. Demishum Shema Yimchok Leka. Because there's no concern that you're going to erase it, because it's already dug in to the wall. The Chakika came on Shokas, since it goes in deep into the wall. Kasha Limachek. Okay? It's very hard to erase. Umishum Shema Yikra Beshitra Hedyotos, and because we're concerned, the concern of what? Of reading the Shitra Hedyotos, also Nami Lo Gazrinan. We're not Gazer. Delo Michlof Bishtar. Because such a scenario of where it's in the wall, and it is what? And it is dug into the wall, Chakuk, we're not going to come in, flip it with a regular Shtar. Shtaros aren't done that way, in the wall, and dug in. Even though we said before that if you write a rule, also Misham Shema Yikra, because maybe we're concerned, maybe you also read Shtarim and Yotos, regular Shtaros. Hasam Miksiva, Laksiva, and Mechla. They are a rule where it's Ksiva, so that's already similar, and therefore Ksiva, Ksiva, we will make a mistake and maybe go ahead also and read Shtaros. However, Ahocha Mechakika Sakosel, since it's, okay, gray, carved into the wall, you never flip it with a star. Aval tablet or pinkas, which we'll see coming up in the Shulchan Aruch, shehem metalpelin. But if you have a tablet or a notebook that's metalpelin, that will be nichlav b'shitrei hedyotos. You will flip that with regular stars, even if it's carved. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Look at back to the Shulchan Aruch. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, he goes on and he says, afilu aval b'tablet or pinkas, afilu emuchakok also lekroso. If you're dealing with a tablet or a notebook or something like that, then even if it's carved into it, okay, right? a Flintstones notebook with like you can carve into, okay, that is going to be also to go ahead and read from on Shabbos. If you have a food list that was carved into, if it's not in the wall, it's the same problem, the same issue will exist. Asi, you might come and be michlofit, we should not have yotas, so it'll be also. Look at Sifka and Nun. Chakika Shokas, we said, is going to be okay if it's in a row. Aval bolet das aser. I'd like a look at that. Aval Yisrael Radler. If it's bolet from the row, if it's written like that, that's going to be a problem. Because there, there's really a shame yimchok. There's a concern that you're coming to erase it. But I feel like a boa harbay. And even if it's high, shame magia l'shem yimchok, even if you can't reach up to that base manager over there, okay, it's going to be aser mishum lo plug. This is for a little plug. Kamo shekasa b'sinu yash ayin reshay. And these types of notices that they're sent, okay, to the ones who acquire things, okay, or for example, that were written on Erev Shabbos, the amounts of what? The amounts of Yayin and Shecha that were acquired, this is Shalom Kedim. It's also the correspondence of Shabbos, because it's also to go ahead and read these receipts. You see this? The receipts of how much yain and shechar were brought. Ken kasev liyayar rabbas. Let me ask you a question, Junior. But nira the im kasev and rak simna ba'alma shari. If all it has is like some type of simonim, that might be okay. What would be an example of simna ba'alma? Ayin shorim rabbelinson. Let's go back. You give them. Shidrei hadyotos. Shidrei hadyotos. Now we're coming to the actual gzera of shidrei hadyotos, shtoros of hadyotos, ta'ayin shidrei chovos v'cheshboros. Okay? Shtoros, alright? Regular business shtoros. That, or even non-business shtoros that have certain calculations on it, debts, calculations, the igra, even igros shalat, shalos shalom, even regular letters, one has writing to friends, asr lekreisam, it is asr to read letters, vafilu la'ayin ba'im, belo kriya asr, even looking at them without any kriya is going to be asr. Whoa! What's this all about? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Nun Aleph, Shidrei Chovos v'Cheshbonos. So Yesh Omrim, what's the Isser? Mishur Mimso Cheftzcha. Some say the actual Isser of reading these Shtaros of Chovos, Cheshbonos, and everything related to it is all Nichlal in Mimso Cheftzcha, weekday activity. The Yesh Omrim, others say no. Mishur Mishama Yimchok. Because once you're dealing with these types of Shtaros, there's a concern maybe you'll erase. Nun Beis, Sheilas Shalom. Why can you read these letters of hello? Mishum de michlaf b'shidrei hadyotos, because they will come to be flipped with other shtaros. Therefore, letters such as shalom shalom is asr to read. Va'afilu la'ayin bahem, and even what? And even just looking at them without kriya, the efshar kishem ayin, because it's impossible when you're looking at it. Shalom yisa b'yitain, and you're not going to go ahead and go back and forth in the inyan of the shtaros. Right, umayri kishayodea mikvar maksibba. Now, this is very important, and this is all talking about when you know what's written in it. Ukedemuchach lekame, like you will see coming up. We're going to see there might be a heter to read letters, and it's an interesting heter as we're going to see coming up. Yudalit likros beigeres hashluchalo. What happens if there's a letter that is sent to you? In eina yodea makasubba. If you don't know what's written in it, it's interesting. If you don't know what's written in it, then it's mutter. Then it's going to be okay. There was a stam igeres of shel shalom. That's also a read. But if you don't know what's written in it, it's going to be mutter. Okay? The lo yikra b'piv, ella ya'ayin ba. So we'll see why soon enough. Okay? So if it's something you don't know what it is, you're allowed to then go ahead and read it, if you don't know what's in the letter. But you should not go ahead and read it with your mouth. Rather, you should just look at it. V'mehuva b'shvilo michut adchum. And if the letter was brought for him, right, which happens very much, can happen in a male situation, if it comes michut l'tchum, totally zayr shalo yigaba. This is the famous, alright, concern with touching male, moving male, holding male, yimitalto male, totally zayr shalo yigaba. You should be careful not to go in and touch it, because you might come and move it, and we'll see what the issue is momentarily. You doubt it. Mutter. Okay, so why are you allowed to go ahead and read a letter if, okay, you don't know? Why is it better if you don't know what's written in it, and if you do know what's written in it? Sounds strange. Okay? So look what he says. The Shema Yesh Bo Dover Shu Tzorach HaGuf. Because it could be that it's something that is necessary for you. The Eina Dover L'Shidrei Hadyotos. Okay? And you can't compare it to Shidrei Hadyotos. Sheheim Rak Tzorach Mamono. Because these are only Tzorach Mamono. The Hinei, after Yesh Oshulri says, Gam Ba'ofen Zeh, even though there are those that ask her, even if you don't know what's in the letter, Kamev Rabbeis Yosef, Samach Bezeh Lahatyel, he was so meich that he make you only what? Ba'ofen shelo yikra, rak ya'ayin bilvad. Because if you're going to read a letter that you don't know what's in it, the only heter is to go ahead and be ma'ayin. Because you have a double kula. Right? The kula being that there are those, the be'ayin bilvad, because by this ian, gam ken yesh matir and b'shidrei hadyotos. There are those that are matir and b'shidrei hadyotos only being ma'ayin. So we happen to hold that if you're just being ma'ayin by a regular b'shidrei hadyotos, that's usher. But there are those that say you can be meichel. So therefore, combining those that are mako by shtaros that might be what? That might be the chance that it might be the tzorach gufo. So combining that with the fact that you're only being ma'ayin ba is a heter. So that would be the heter to look at something and you don't know where it is. Obviously, balei nefesh, and if you're basically sure, you know, it's not going to be anything major, wouldn't go ahead and use this shtick, okay? Because then it would be shtick. That would obviously have to be a scenario where you don't know what's written there, and maybe it's important for you to see for, you know, whatever reasons. Munei. So then he says, totally zayir, it's important to be zayir, not to what? To be zayir, not to touch these not to touch these letters. They come michutz l'tchum. Why? Mishum muksa. Because of muksa. Because this opinion holds, we'll see, there's an opinion of Tzcholek, shehuva michutz l'tchum. That once it is coming out of the tchum, the mevad zareim shem muksa aleim. But without the fact that it's not, that it's outside the tchum, it will not be muksa after eino kli, even though it's not a kli, that will really muksa al pitz l'chisa. Because since the letter you can put on top of your picture or whatever you got there, your tray, okay, so you can cover something with it. You can cover something with the letter, and therefore it's not muksa. It's only going to be muksa because it's coming chutz l'tchum. So therefore, it's going to be a problem because it's chutz l'tchum. And you have to redo, okay? If you're not supposed to be able to touch it, and you want to be able to read this letter, that might be important for you to read. And you have to chenu in a Yehudi. Rather, the guy should open it so you don't touch it. The after devil should come from the tchum, and even though something is coming from out of the tchum, kind of on its awesome. We heard that it's awesome. And those women, you can't have a na mishum v'shehuva b'shvilo because it was brought to you, and therefore, how could you go ahead now and have a guy go out open up for you because it was huva tchum, and you are now going to be mad from the fact that the guy is opening up the letter? And here, the reading it and the iyan is hana hilo hasam. What's the reason why they never does it? Time mishum gzera shema yoma le Yehudi, because we're concerned that you're going to tell a guy sheyavi yomi chutzutchum to bring it for you chutzutchum. Aval hacha biges by geres lo shaych lo makain. It's impossible to tell him that sheyavi yodei mishi shlochlo. You don't know if someone's going to send you something. The gam yeshem adlo chashav ana. And others want to say that maybe it's not ana. Came up to nena migufa shem lacha, because he's not actually being nena from the malacha. The malacha is to open, right, to open the letter, okay, and therefore, or to bring the letter, to open the letter. Okay, so therefore, you're not being limited from the fact that it was brought chutz l'tchum, so therefore there might be room to be matir. So that's what he's saying. There's room to be matir, having a guy hold up this letter that was brought chutz l'tchum for you, because without concern, you're going to go ahead and send him, because who knows if the letter is going to be sent to you again. Okay. Pashtus, if there's no malacha involved, if it's just holding it for him, it was brought chutz l'tchum, that would be okay. But if he's opening it, we'll see. Yeah, it could be, you have to obviously hit him. Okay, we'll see. But we'll get to opening it in a second. Shalei yigaba, you should not go ahead and touch it. The achronim eskimu da'im b'zeh mishum muktzah klal. The achronim that say that letters are not muktzah at all. Because the kamalim b'simen tov kuf tezvav. The davar abba mi'chutz l'tchum, ein ba isa muktzah, there's no isa muktzah, afil l'mi shahuva b'shvino da'asen le'anos b'medim. Okay? This item that was brought with chutzot chum, it's not going to be muktzah we hold. Hello, why? Hello, the royal Yisrael achan and nasi mena. Because another Yisrael could get a nail from it, and elsewhere, right? Chutzot chum, another Jew can get a nail from it. Ve'im makbid al igeres l'shtamish bo. Now, if you're makbid al igeres to use it, k'derech ha-sochem ha-maniachim igeres ha-mischa, b'makom ha-mutzna shlo yavdu. If however you would be not, it would be akbada on this igeres not to use it like the sochrim, but leave a certain igeres in a certain place, that they won't get lost, then hey muktzim. The asa will tattle them, and the asa for you, they go ahead and tattle it. Kasam achronim. Nagul shalolik, so here's a heter, according to some, would be a heter to go ahead, that's why they are there, they're a maker, to go ahead and touch mail and move mail, because they go with these sheetahs that say, that it's not muksa. Kasam achronim. Nagul shalolik, kabbal igeres miyada in Yehudi, and maybe b'shabbos. The minag, if you're gonna go ahead and take letters, the minhag is not to mekabel it from the guy who brings it on Shabbos. El omer Moshe aniach al gabei karka, you tell him to put it on the karka, or al gabei shulchan, or on the shulchan. Yichosh Hashem, Shem Materim, Sheyavo, Yamo, Lofush. You're afraid that before he stands still, Yitol HaYisrael gets me, Yitol HaYisrael will take it. But Nimsa Sheyisrael, Yaseh Gemar Otzah, Mishul Shus. And the Jew will be finishing off the Otzah, which will be the Rabbanon of Otzah. Sheni Yodeh, Shein Yehudi Yoseh Akira v'Yisrael Anacha. Yehudi you're doing the Akira, you're doing the Anacha. V'may Geres Chi Chasuma. This is your case, Junior. If the Igeres is sealed, Omer LeYehudi, Eni Yechol Lekros LeKos Bashen HaBazuach, you say to the guy, I can't read it as long as it isn't open. When the Melech Yavin LeYehudi Yalif Techeim, and the Melech the guy will know, and he'll open it, the Lord will Omer LeYehudi behind you in the first place. You shouldn't say it to him, but finish to open it. The Lord will say, Kodav, not for Tzarek, Kodav, I am Tamat Tzarek, Simich, and Melech, Shemem, Be'alacha, Akkad.